This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline. Where the game starts. And we'll talk about that later on in the stream as we move forward on it. But like I said, I'm not a Carr basher. I think that a lot of times people are like, I don't know why people are so hard on Derek Carr. You're not watching the games. You're not watching the games fully. Don't pay attention to just the statistics. You got to watch the entire game and the flow of the game, how things happen, the connections between players, all of the bitching and complaining and the blaming. The slow ability to take accountability for what was going on, not totally owning your mistakes like you're supposed to, staring people down. Like he even talked about the pick that Jesse Bates got off of him when he looked, and I'm like, dude, no. And that's why I said, I was like, dude, that's a major flaw mentally. You know, not one time did I hear, man, you know what, man, I got to stop staring people down. That's a big problem. That's why the receivers were pissed with me, you know, not to mention I was just, you know, I was in pain, you know, I had broken ribs and I was just throwing the ball. I was shot up on painkillers. He made mention that he had a shot. I'm going to play the video in a little bit after I'm done with Dennis Allen. But it's just, that's one of the things I'm giving people who I don't know why they feel it. At least me personally, I'm not a Carr basher. I think Derek Carr is what he is. But there are people that's like, no, you can do way better. And he just hit a sour note and he kind of hit the Who Dat Nation a little differently, because us down here, a lot of people outside the building see Derek Carr, like the Raider people see Derek Carr as one of the best quarterbacks they ever had because he took down a lot of the passer records. Man, you come here, we got Drew Brees here, man. So you come on. We know what a real quarterback look like, man. So he got big shoes to fill, especially when he picks up the fat contract. But if you really want to learn something from Drew Brees, really seriously, not just talking to him, but really picking his mind, Derek Carr, and I know he's not going to figure this out. That's why coaches who have another set of eyes like Andrew Janoku and Clint Kubiak, they're going to study that film and they're going to see. That's why they're on him every play like what he is. They're on him because they recognize flaws in his game. So, no, we just want to speed you up. No. It's like, yeah, he felt like he threw the ball right. And then he was like, nah, that's okay. But throw it, you know, be faster with it. What they telling them. And that's because, man, listen. And he says, yeah, I like that. Do you really? I mean, because, bro, if you studying all this film, I don't understand how you don't know you staring people down. I just don't get that shit. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't understand it. The all 22 shows you just keeping your head over here, looking over here, and a guy running over there wide open or single covered, no safety support. And you just stand down over here, looking over here. That happened all the time. I just don't get how he can't see that. And I just don't get it. Not one time did he ever say, man, I got to stop staring people down. That's how Jesse Bates got me. I was staring down that wide receiver. I didn't pump fake. I didn't do shit. I just stared the wide receiver down just like that. And then some kind of way, Jesse Bates jumped in front of the ball. Jesse Bates is not a superhero. Jesse Bates read your eyes to the ball. I just don't get it. Thank goodness we got some coaches that kind of break this thing open, man. Here we go, man.
Slept with Saints head coach Dennis Allen here on the Rich Eisen Show. My crew, if you wouldn't mind popping up the schedule on the screen. When you saw this for the first time, you thought what, coach? What'd you think?
Well, look, I thought, you know, the beginning part of the season was going to be a tough stretch. You know, opening up with a division opponent at home and then having to go, you know, on the road to Dallas. We got Kansas City on a Monday night. We come back and play Tampa Bay, then Thursday night versus Denver. I thought that was, you know, that early part of the season was going to be a really tough stretch. You know, and then I looked at, you know, the end of the season, there's a couple of potential cold weather games that we got to be, you know, ready to play in, you know, at New York and at Green Bay late in the season.
Do you like the bye week 12?
Well, look, I don't really get a choice in it, so it doesn't really matter whether I like it or not.
No. You get preferences. You're a human.
That's DA's new favorite thing he liked to say. They're not going to ask me. That's his new little thing he said, because he ain't used to say that before. Now he's saying, well, they ain't asked me they don't ask me if I'm going to like it or not. He said that several times about several different things throughout the interviews this past season. But that's something new. He likes to say, well, they didn't consult with me anyway, so I don't think it matters. You know, just answer the question, bro. I think the bye is a good part of the schedule, to be honest.
Human being, you know, I mean, you have rights.
Yeah, you know? In a perfect world scenario, you'd love for that to be right around, you know, week 8. And yet, it really kind of depends on how the season plays out. You know, sometimes if you're on a roll, you don't really want that bye. Or sometimes you have some injuries and you may need the bye a little bit earlier. So, I think much better than having it in week, you know, 15 or 16.
Well, you knew Sean Payton appearance in the Superdome would be in front of a nationally televised audience. I mean, you had that. You couldn't have been surprised about that one, right?
No, I wasn't shocked. I knew it was going to be a primetime game. I just didn't know which primetime game it was going to be, whether it was going to be a Thursday night game or whether it was going to be a Monday or Sunday night game. I knew it was going to be primetime. Guess I'm kind of excited about it being a Thursday night game. That's a lot less hoopla on a shorter week, I guess.
Nah, it's going to be a lot of hoopla, bro. It's a Thursday night game. It's the only game playing. It's going to be a big shindig with the entire NFL world watching that game, man. So, yeah, in the schedule, man, it's very interesting early, you know. And I know, you know, you just got to take it. Like, you know, they're going to tell you at game one, game by game approach, you know, and I agree about that. I think that's a good thing to do. But listen, you know, Carolina at home, away to Dallas, back home against Philly, both games, the Atlanta game and the Monday night matchup against KC are away games. They come home for two straight against Tampa and Denver, and then they hit the road for two against the Chargers and the Cardinals. I mean, the Panthers. Now, early on, the first 5 weeks people are looking at, because that's an interesting stretch with Dallas, Philly, Atlanta, and KC there. No disrespect to Carolina. And then Tampa, you know, on a short week for the Monday matchup is something to kind of look at as well, because we split with Tampa. Didn't we split with Tampa? Yeah, I think we split with Tampa Bay last year. And I think this time around, you know, we can't discount them either, man. So the Saints got to bring it, man. You know, we a lot of people anticipate the Saints to start slow. But if we can run the ball and play defense, that's a big part of it. You know, running the ball, playing some defense, man, that should help us out, especially when you go on the road against some of these teams, because you're going to need your running attack in the play action, definitely. You know, and that Philly game, the Dallas, Philly, Atlanta, and KC, those four games are very interesting. So we don't want to go in the hole to start out the season. So, man, it's going to be fun watching, man.
And so, you know, we'll kind of get in and go get the game played.
You know what? What do you think it's going to be like that night in the Superdome, Coach?
Oh, I think it's going to be a great atmosphere, as it usually is for a Thursday night game. And look, I mean, obviously with Sean, you know, bringing the Denver Broncos in here, his first time back in the Superdome against the Saints. I mean, certainly there's going to be electric atmosphere and a lot of eyes will be on that game.
All right, last one for you. And you're, if you don't mind me putting guardrails on this question, you can't give me the coach's answer that you just gave me a minute ago of like you have no say in it and it is what it is. You can't give me the it is what it is on this one, okay?
I won't.
I am telling an NFL coach what he can and cannot do. I understand that's a third rail subject matter. Listen, the news that apparently the Players Association is coming up with an idea to reconfigure the offseason and potentially put OTAs in a ramp up period in June to have July being filled with practices. Do you like that idea, Coach?
Well, I think that's a twofold question there, Rich.
Okay.
I think what we're able to do during this time of year, I think is really good teaching environment. I think it's a great teaching environment. What I don't really like about where we're at in terms of the calendar, I don't really love that there's a 5 week. We put in all this work and then there's a 5 week period where, you know, we don't get an opportunity to spend any time with our players. And so I guess I'd probably rather see it somewhere in between where we have some time, you know, during the quote unquote off season time where we get a chance to work with a lot of these young players that need the work. And then maybe shorten up that break in between and have a little bit more time to kind of ramp up for training camp. But that would be kind of, you know, the way I would see it. I know there's a ton of work that has to be done to get ready for training camp and a ton of work that has to get done in preparation for the season. And so I know you got to find time to do that work. You know, there's no shortcuts to success in this game that we play. And so, you know, certainly we've got to find the time. If we decide to change something, we've got to find the time to get the work in.
So the 5 week period you're referring to be clear, is the one that's upcoming mid June all the way to the beginning of training camp when rookies report in July. Is that the 5 week period you're referring
to? Typically there's about 5 weeks there that, you know, it's kind of a dead period where, you know, the players, not necessarily the rookies there, you got a couple extra weeks. You know, you can keep the rookies an extra week. You can bring them back a week earlier. So there's kind of a 3 week window where they're on their own. There's really basically a 5 week window from the end of OTAs or minicamp.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog.
Look, I think, you know, if we were able to shorten that in some form or fashion without losing, you know, the off season, I think would be something.
Damn, DA. Bro, DA was looking at the floor. DA, how do you maintain your players' attention, brother? You know, that was, yeah. Rich Eisen was like, okay, to be clear. Because I was totally not clear on what he was saying. You either like it or you don't, brother. I mean, it's either one or the other. You know, I understand what the players want. The players want to have more time with their family. So they're asking or proposing the NFL to take those OTAs and group them with training camp. And they'll have a faster, what they call a ramp up period along with that. So you kind of put them all together there, and that's what they're trying to do. Well, the NFL likes it the way it is because, like I said, the other show, they have it sparsed out in the off season to keep attention or to keep people looking at what's going on with their teams. They don't like to have too many dead gap periods. You see what I'm saying? They want to keep interest there because that's one of the biggest things. When the season is on and games are active and football is being played, you have no problem gathering people. But when the big thing is keeping attention during the off season when games are not being played. So they've kind of actuaried this thing out and they have it set up the way they want to. but will they go along with it? I mean, they could, but what are you going to give up? You being the Players Association are going to get up for them to approve that, because that has to be something that the players and the league say, okay, we'll go from there. And they both agree upon it. But it is, you know, one thing for another. Okay, if we give you this, what are you going to give us? And we'll see what they do. I mean, we'll see how it's all handled. But me personally, I kind of like it like it is right now, but I'm not a player. See, the players like, man, well, we want to spend that extra time, you know, this, that, and third. There, a guy like Elvin Kamara, or Marshawn Lattimore, some of the big name Saints people, they can be like, man, I don't have to. I'm just going to chill with the peeps. You see what I'm saying? I know DeMario made mention about it. I know DeMario's there because he's trying to kind of do his thing and trying to raise up the morale of the team. I get that.
But when you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But it's still, at the end of the day, it's still voluntary. So if you want them to be there, then make it mandatory. So it is what it is. I think the players absolutely, I can see both sides of the coin, to be honest with you. All right. So anyway, let's finish up with this and go ahead.
Last request of you, crystal balling, which again, I know is another thing.
That's right, Tuck. That's the trade-off. And I think I made mention of this too. I was like, man, the trade-off, the league wants another game. Is this would be the bargaining chip for that? You know, we could see. We'll see. All right, shout out to the fam. Quincy, good to see you out in the chat. How you doing, Quincy, man? Long time no see. Shout out to you. Who else we got? Black Major, brother Doug Davis. How you doing, bro? Good to see you. GM Kev's in the thing as well. Big ups to the fam. Brother Mont Dog, good to see you, fam. Rebel Raider, all right, good to see you as well. It's Poppy 504. Big ups to you, fam. Good to see you in this thing. New Orleans 504 as well. Big ups to you, Bronze. Good shout out to Bronze in this thing. Queen Carla's in this thing as well. Queen Barber, shout out to you. My dog Big Lowe's in the building. Shout out to a future Who That Nation member, my dog Big Low, Big Low Country. All right. All right. What's up, brother Zach? How you doing, man? I see you, fam. Appreciate you for stopping by as well. Big ups to the fam, man. Brother Ro, I see you, fam. Much love. Y'all hit the like button if y'all hadn't hit it. All right. What's up, T-Rob? How you doing, brother? Appreciate you for stopping by as well. I don't want miss anybody out. All right. So here we go, man. Here we go.
I'm treading lightly asking an NFL coach to crystal ball it. The December 29th home date with the Las Vegas Raiders. How's your quarterback going to feel about that one, would you say? And you as well, I might add.
Look, I would imagine he's going to feel good about that. He's going to feel excited about that. You know, my expectation is, you know, that at some point during that time frame, we're we're trying to get ourselves ready to make a playoff run. And so I think that's got a chance to be a big game in terms of trying to set ourselves up for the best position that we can.
So there's no time for revenge, even for you? None of that?
Yes.
Well, look, I can't – I'd be lying if I said that those games don't mean just a little bit more, you know, but really what you got to focus on during those times is focus on all the things that you have to do to try to win a game regardless of who the opponent is. You start worrying too much about who the opponent is, you kind of get out of your wheelhouse a little bit in terms of being able to be successful.
So no special cigar set aside just in case is what you're saying.
I don't think we need that. I'm not a big cigar smoker anyway.
Okay. Good answer.
The man was trying to give him a setup, but he wouldn't take it. But the thing is, of course, Dennis Allen wants to beat Sean Payton. Of course he does. You know, Sean Payton, that's a very unique situation, to be honest with you. Sean Payton did a lot of great things for the Black and Gold City. He comes back as a coach with the Denver Broncos. He's coming to the Superdome, a place that him and Drew Brees did a lot of great things, and Dennis Allen sitting there. So Dennis, that would be a good feather in his hat if he beats Sean Payton. If he beats Sean Payton, that's a good feather in his hat. It really is. And it's not like his defenses in practices wasn't stumping Sean Payton's offense. Remember that. So that's something Dennis Allen could have there. He's very knowledgeable about Sean Payton's defenses. His offenses. He knows how to stop Sean Payton's offense, and he has the people to do it too. So that's one big thing. But can Sean Payton stop what Clint Kubiak got going on? You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, all I know is it used to be really good games when you watch Sean Payton and Kyle Shanahan go at each other. Those were really good games. You know, Sean got them. He's familiar with some of that stuff, too. But it'll be fun watching that matchup. And that should be a feather in Dennis Allen's hat. At least he could say, man, I beat Sean Payton head to head. And in terms of Derek Carr, you got to circle that if you're Derek Carr. I know he says that, you know, he got a lot of people he cool with from the Raiders organization. He's up next with his interview. But you got, if you're a guy that came from that organization, you got to be like, man, I got that one circled. We're going to kick some tail on that one. All right, Doe. Shout out to Doe. Good to see you, fam. Appreciate you as well. Much love. All right. So, yeah, my dog says Dennis Allen is actually being smart, deflecting that because he might not even be the coach. things could change. Huh? All right. That's pretty swift for you there. All right. So let's jump from that. That's the end of the Dennis Allen thing. I think Dennis Allen did all right besides that long word salad he gave about the OTAs and stuff like that, you know, but outside of that, it wasn't too bad. All right, here go Derek Carr on Chris Long's show. Here we go.
And what a great interview. I mean, like, not, I don't think I did a great job, but Derek, love him. That's why his teammates like him. Like, spend 30 minutes with the guy. You're like, yeah, I'd play with that guy. Okay, I got a question. First off, like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend if you like this interview. But was week 17 in Philly. Remember how cold it was?
I remember how cold that was. Yes.
Yeah. Moving on. Lockdown. That next head bob, we're going.
You're gone. 100%. Yeah.
Do you like, what's the gamesmanship like trying to get somebody to hard count? Do you admire something like when you watch Aaron Rodgers and you're like, that's the Michael Jordan of hard counts?
I love that stuff. I think that, you know, every system emphasizes different things that I've been in. I've been in a lot of systems and two teams, but a lot of systems. And you learn what different people emphasize. And so, you know, when you watch a team that emphasizes the using the snap count as a weapon and things like that, Aaron, how many free plays he's gotten, just based on him doing that, like, you know, he's always been so good to me. So learning from him and asking questions and all that, like, you know, stealing that. I stole a few touchdowns off free plays, you know, just based on learning from the guys ahead of you. And so now I'm trying to teach that to these young guys and how to do it, you know, what to do with your hands, your eyes, you know, different things that make it look the exact same. So that they think it's the snap. And even one of my favorite throws of my life was in a Pro Bowl on a hard count, you know, But
just you hard counted somebody in the Pro Bowl? What the heck are you doing out there, dude?
Isn't that jacked up? I did it. Yeah, I did really, it just so I could throw really a touchdown. That's really messed
up, dude. That's like breaking the bro code, I think, if there's a Pro Bowl bro code. But what do you do, like, say you don't have a vertical route in the concept when you get somebody to jump? How does that go for the offense? Do you kind of know where your hot is and maybe just take the hot? Or do you just look up top?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of times, like, if there is something down the field, even if it's double covered, like, that's the one I'm just going to throw that one up, if especially if you guys are right in my face. I'm just going to throw it up, save the hit, all those things.
One more time.
There is something down the field, even if it's double.
Have a vertical route in the concept when you get somebody to jump? How does that go for the offense? Do you kind of know where your hot is and maybe just take the hot, or do you just look up top?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of times, like, if there is something down the field, even if it's double covered, like, that's the one I'm just going to throw that one up, if especially if you guys are right in my face. I'm just going to throw it up, save the hit, all those things. You know, there.
What? Am I hearing that right? If it's double covered and a hit's coming to him, he's just going to throw it up in a double coverage. Is that what he said? You throw it in a double coverage?
There's times too where, you know, I love to do it in a 2-minute drill. You're going, you're down in the red zone, the set first half, the clock's running down, man, you get them on a hard count. And then if the touchdown's there, if not, just throw it away, you know, cause I actually had one where a guy jumped for playing Kansas City at home, and I peeked, and they didn't throw the flag. And so thankfully I didn't just throw it up, but you know, there's times like that where the refs, when it was first happening, they kind of miss them sometimes.
Yeah. The 2-minute thing is legit. I mean,
you said he referenced a free play, Twigger. All right, bro. I'm going to take your word for it, bro. I didn't catch that part of the game, but, I would sincerely hope so. If it's a free play, that, yeah, I agree about it. If it's a free play, you know, and you just, if the guy's double covered and he chunk it, but I didn't catch that for whatever reason. Let me kind of go back to
the Pro Bowl. What the heck are you doing out there, dude?
Isn't that jacked up? I did it. Yeah, I did really, it. Just so I that's really messed up, dude.
That's like breaking the bro code, I think, if there's a Pro Bowl bro code. But what do you do? Like, say you don't have a vertical route in the concept when you get somebody to jump, how does that go for the offense? Do you kind of know where your hot is and maybe just take the hot, or do you just look up top?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of times, like, if there is something down the field, even if it's double covered, like, that's the one I'm just going to throw that one up. If especially if you guys are right in my face, I'm just going to throw it up, save the hit, all those things. You know, there's times too where, you know, I love to do it in a 2-minute drill. You're going, you're down in the red zone, the set first half, the clock's running down, man, you get them on a hard count. And then if the touchdown's there, if not, just throw it away, you know, cause I actually had one where a guy jumped for playing Kansas City at home, and I peeked, and they didn't throw the flag. And so thankfully I didn't just throw it up, but you know, there's times like that where the refs, when it was first happening, they kind of miss them sometimes.
Yeah. The 2-minute thing is legit. I mean, you're going to get me 10 out of 10 times. In 2 minutes, you know, like we're, but it's an extra 3 seconds that might be worth it, you know,
that's right.
You know, situation. So, how you liking New Orleans area, like being on a new team? I feel like you were going to be Mr. Raider. And, I think everybody starts out and you played there so long and were such a fixture. I remember when I left St. Louis, I wanted to be a Ram for life, and the Raiders are a great organization. Was it tough for you to, like, now imagine yourself in a different uniform, and what's that experience been like?
It was really hard, you know, because I mean, just, you know, with the relationship I have with, you know, Mark and, you know, the team, the organization, I thought I was going to be there just forever, you know.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out that way, obviously. But when I went to put a new jersey on, I was like, my pants aren't silver anymore. You know, it's like, it looked weird. You know, it didn't feel right. But at the same time, like the heart of it, the decision, the team, the organization, all that felt right, but it just looked funny, you know? Yeah. And so it took me a little longer than I thought to get acclimated, if I'm honest, you know, and learning everybody's name, you know, in the building. You know, I had relationships with everyone from the owner to the janitor in the Raiders right. building, you know.
Right. And, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you come into a new building, I'm like learning everyone's name and where do I go for stretch? You know, what, when do we do this? What do we, who sits here? You know, like, I don't want to take Cam Jordan's seat day one, you know.
Definitely not him, right?
You know, I'm trying to start off.
Or right. DeMario Davis, dude. I feel like DeMario Davis might be the worst guy to take his seat. Yes. The guy's kind of scary, yeah. You know, he's kind of a badass.
Absolutely. And so all of those things, you know, it's just new. And it took me a while, if I'm honest. But now, like, I just feel at home. Like, like it feels like my team feels like, you know, I'm there with the leaders that we have and we're leading together. And it doesn't feel like I'm trying to catch up. It feels like we're here together and we're pulling everybody, you know, there with us. And so that part of it feels more, way more at home this year for sure.
How long does it take to get that feeling? Because last year was a work in progress for in a lot of ways, but also your shoulder, right? Like, I think when people say when you return to play, they think, oh, he's healthy. How long did that particular injury linger, and how difficult did that make it?
Yeah, I mean, I did. So I ended up breaking two ribs and then had obviously something with my shoulder, and I didn't feel good until probably 2 weeks before we came back in April. And so
I thought he broke three ribs. I thought it was three.
Like, I was getting, you know, getting the shot to be able to throw. You know, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to throw. And there was a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, I did. So I ended up breaking two ribs and then had obviously something with my shoulder. And I didn't feel good until probably 2 weeks before we came back in April. And so, like, I was getting, you know, getting the shot to be able to throw. You know, if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be able to throw. And there was a lot of stuff. And, you know, man, no excuses. Like, you got to go perform. You got to go try and win and all that. And I just came, just like you did, I was raised different. Like, if it works, like, I'm going to be out there, you know, even if it's not putting my best foot forward. You know, you hear about some people getting a groin or a hammy nowadays, and it's like, hey, it's 2 weeks, and really it takes them four. You know, like, to me, like, I was like, if I can be out there for my guys no matter what, even if I'm not at my best, I still feel like I can help us win, you know, and I'm just going to be out there no matter what it puts out on the tape. And so I guess I'm like right on that cusp of the older generation of how, like, we dealt with things. And so it's a really fine dynamic of, you know, watching that happen, but I wouldn't have traded it for anything. 'Cause now my guys know that no matter what I'm dealing with, I mean, I got teammates walking by and I'm getting shots here. And, you know, that stuff right there just shows them that I'll do anything for them. And, you know, it sucks to go through, but it also shows my team, like, man, we're like, dude, this guy, he'll do anything to help us win. And, you know, it builds that relationship.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.